Yeti, action!
What's going on, moviegoers? I'm Ryan D, you call me Ryan680.
I'm Angela, that Kylie D'Ange.
And this is Alamo City Movie Talk, guys. This is our review of Abominable. A teen and her mischievous friends embark on an epic quest to reunite a Yeti to its beloved family, guys. Ooh, this is our review, guys. Stay tuned. Hey, what's going on, Alamo City Movie Talk fans? I'm Ryan D, aka Ryan680.
I'm Angela, that Kylie D'Ange.
And this is Alamo City Movie Talk, guys. Movie Talk for movie fans, where you bring the movie world right into your ears, devices. Here it goes, guys. I cannot wait to talk about this movie because it's really a great time to have an animation movie in September. I mean, let's just get off the bat. It's a DreamWorks movie, and you know, DreamWorks, I haven't seen a lot of DreamWorks recently. I mean, just...
Not recently. Yeah. I mean, the only thing that comes to mind, they have a huge repertoire of, you know, films. But the only thing that comes to mind is Shrek.
Shrek.
right now at the moment. Yeah. But they've done so many good movies. So.
All right, let's get right to it. This is our review of Abominable, guys. Let's get right to it. So I guess this is written and directed by Jill Colton. And, you know, an original... You know, heartfelt movie is always good to have. And that's the way I felt I came out of this movie. That was the first thing I could think of coming out of this film. Very heartwarming and very just passionate when it comes down to it. When it came down to the storytelling. The storytelling was very passionate. And I loved how they really did carry that charisma through the movie. Carry that emotional sense to it. And I loved it because, you know, we did follow... This actually follows a group of kids, guys. It follows Yi,
Jin and Peng.
Yeah. And it's funny because Peng reminds us of just how cool it is to be a
he obviously is like he's the youngest one of the group, so he's, I don't know, maybe like 12, 13. Yeah, he's like the dorky kid that has like so much energy.
Yeah.
And then his cousin Jin is like the exact opposite. He's like superficial, totally into social media,
boom, 100 likes. Boom.
Polished, cares about his looks a lot. Obviously, you know, popularity is very important. Important to him.
Yeah. And see, to follow these characters and everything, I loved it because we actually see these characters from when they start out, and it actually has some chemistry between them, along with character development. It was on point.
I liked how these kids weren't strangers to each other.
No.
I feel like the story made so much sense that they were already familiar with each other.
Yeah, exactly.
How familiar, I may have missed it in the movie, but I don't know how far back it goes that they've been friends. Yeah.
Well,
but
since kinder, I think they mentioned when they were younger, Yi and
There's one scene they talk about it. So obviously they have been around each other for a good part of their lives. So I really liked that. It wouldn't have made much sense if these were complete strangers. So I really liked that aspect of it. I think, like you said, the chemistry between them was pretty awesome, and I really appreciate how each and every character developed.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, and I loved it because they all developed together. I mean, it came out to be they all had the same amount of screen time, except Yi, I think, got a little bit more in the beginning.
She's
the main character. I mean, I loved how this really had, I mean, I'll say it again, just the emotions of it. I'm going to name adjectives all over again. It just, I loved, you know, this movie really had a heartwarming sense to me, and it really did carry that. And I think everyone in the theater is going to have that heartwarming sense in them as well whenever they see this movie, because it really does shed some light, and it does show like how this character, a Yeti character, just got lost along the way, got taken from its home. And, you know, Yi and her friends had to bring it back to its home.
Back to its family.
World. Yeah,
back to the Yeti family.
Yeah.
I think also another part of the movie that I liked was the bad guy.
Yeah.
I guess the bad guys, I guess it's a company for the most part, but it's really an explorer and a zoologist. Mm-hmm. I liked how they also develop as well.
That was really good.
It's not just the typical bad guy.
Yeah, and like I said, it really, when it came down to it, the animation was on point as well. And then to top it all off, had a great storytelling, great dialogue between the characters. This is one of those movies that just does really good, and it's gonna have that publicity of people, of the word of mouth, to get people going to the theaters to go see this movie, because this is a great family movie. Every moviegoer needs to go see this with their family, with their kids. We don't have kids, but if we did, we'll probably take them to go see it. Yeah, that's a matter of fact. But
I mean, I think you don't even have to have kids. Like, I think it's good, well-rounded, wholesome film that really anybody can enjoy. Like you said, we don't have kids, but I still really enjoyed it. I mean, I would tell people, like my family to go see it. You know, I think it was really, because a lot of movies that I see that are animations, a lot of the humor and the dialogue caters to very young children, which
this one didn't.
Right.
So, it feel like it was little adults, little right. Like it catered it right in the middle. It's like adults comedy and then children comedy and then teenager. It was just right in the middle.
So I felt like the humor, the style of it was just kind of
spot on.
Right. It was for like the whole family.
Yeah.
Instead of just like the humor is like farts and people like being hit like that children laugh to, you like know?
Illumination.
Well, but I mean, but like, those are funny, but yeah. I actually really like more where the humor is for everybody.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, this, you know, the when it comes down to it, it comes out to the creativity as well. And you know, we've seen Joe Colton done Open Season as well, which is another DreamWorks movie, and just to see how like just the details and everything came out to that. But you know, I will say this though, I mean, the animation really just stunned me as far when it came down to like with the what part of the planet they were at and all that stuff on the other side of the world,
China,
and to see them travel to where the Yeti's at. I love the adventure. I love a quest. I love a Lord of the Rings quest.
Well, I liked that we saw the different geographical places of China. So I
that
mean,
was really good.
They go on this huge quest that takes
even
them
in
to,
the city. Even in the city, they show like, oh crap, what time is it? 8 o'clock? Oh no, like something's about
like,
to go
I down. I really liked the different places we saw. Like you said, even in their own city. For the small part we are in their own city, it was pretty awesome to see it. When they traveled to different places throughout China. China's huge. And to see the different like geographical places was pretty awesome. Like,
yes.
It makes me want to travel.
All right. This runtime is actually 97 minutes, which I was surprised because it didn't feel like it was, I mean, it was pretty...
It's standard.
It felt standard. Normal to me. It felt like a normal movie. It didn't feel too long or too short. Actually, right where it needs to be.
Yeah, I can't imagine adding...
2 hour movie. I mean, this could not have been a 2 hour movie and still been good.
I just don't know...
What more you could tell.
Right. Yeah. So I can't picture right now where I would have added. The only thing I think of is maybe how... adding to the beginning how they got the Yeti, but that did not really affect the rest of the story. So I don't think they need to add length in that.
Okay.
And I definitely would not have wanted them to take away things, make it shorter.
You know, this is one of those movies where I didn't see a trailer or read a synopsis on it. So I think I enjoy it. I've been doing that every now and then, and just like, I'll pick a movie and just be like, all right, I'm not going to see anything on it. Boom. I just saw the poster, maybe a poster glimpse. I just knew it was animation. That was it. And I just saw a poster glance. Oh, it looks like a creature of some sorts. And to not see it going into a trailer and everything, I really did. I guess I've been experimenting on that a little bit. And I'll probably experiment more when it comes to more serious movies and everything. Obviously, I won't do that with Star Wars or anything like that. But
overanalyze.
Yeah, but sense of reality and everything, I really, you know, this movie really does touch your heart. It really has that heartwarming sense. And it really carries out that throughout the movie. And it just... You see how the greatest thing about this movie is the character development, I would say, because the character development is between all the characters. And it doesn't even, especially the main four, and then of course the corporate guy as well, the CEO,
the adventurer, owner of this company, wealthy.
He has a millionaire. He has a huge character development there as well, and just to see how it all plays out, actually plays out very well. And you know, I wasn't, when it came out to the climax of this movie, I mean, I wasn't. It wasn't dull for me. It was nice, and it was nice and neutral for me. Like, it wasn't over the top, which I didn't want, and it wasn't like dull, I guess, in a sense. And this really did. It was just what I needed out of this movie. What would you say they needed out of here? Would you have one? Because when I think about it, I'm trying to think of like the jokes and everything we mentioned on this. There wasn't really. It was about. I want to say there was more storytelling than jokes in this.
Yeah, but I feel like it movie.
You need to have that comic relief, though. You need to.
Right. So I feel like, again, I'm not a fan of like little kid humor or humor catered specifically only for little kids, like farts and you know ridiculous things. It's a kid movie. You're gonna have it in there.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
For me personally, I wouldn't think they needed anything else. I liked the balance of humor.
Yeah. Was this the movie that we deserved? Definitely, I'll say that. Yeah. I don't see movie talk. Does it prove this, guys?
I like the message overall. I think any movie that promotes this kind of message of kindness and, you know, especially a hidden element is like overcoming like obstacles within yourself. Yeah. And I think that message is really very important.
And it sheds a lot of light on it.
Right. So that kind of touches this, that topic in this movie. And I think that's any movie that, you know, does that gracefully.
Mm-hmm.
It's always needed.
All right. So rating 1 out of 10. Let's give our ratings. I'm going to give it a solid 7. I mean, a solid 7. 7 out of 10, guys. Yeah. So that's my take on it, man.
I got to agree with you. A 7. Okay.
A 7? All right. I definitely recommend this movie, guys. Yeah. Oh, I can't talk. I definitely recommend this movie, guys, to any kids, families, any moviegoers out there. Be sure to check this out at a theater near you, because it gets us almost ready for the cold, right? Not here in Texas, though. I mean, when you think about it,
it's still 98.
I was waiting for this cold weather to come out of the screen. It literally hit us in Texas. We're in San Antonio, Texas, and it didn't do that. So I'm still waiting for that.
And it's funny because, you know, they're like in normal clothes, like t-shirt, short sleeve shorts, and they like go to Everest. And then I'm just like, isn't it cold? But I'm like, I can't imagine what cold like that feels like.
Texas. All right, guys. All right, as always, I am your host, Ryan Z-Aklin, Ryan 680.
I'm Angela, that Cat Lady Ange.
And this is Alamo City Movie Talk, guys. Give us a thumbs up if you like our official review, guys. Be sure to hit that subscribe button, by the way, to stay up to date on every movie news, reviews, everything movie related. We post it on our website, on our Facebook page as well. We don't have a website yet. But be sure to like us on Facebook, follow us on social media, and be sure to look us up on a podcast, guys. We're on everywhere podcasts can be found: Stitcher, iTunes, Radio, Spotify. I go on and on. Podbeam. We're everywhere, guys. All right. You have yourself a wonderful day, and thank you for making us a part of it.